Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Very good evening to you, Rush Nation. It's Murph here. It's another Waiver Wire. Week 5. First week, we're going to have some buys. A few teams on buy. Seattle, Tampa Bay, Houston are on buy. And the Chargers. Chargers are on buy. That was the fourth one. That's one I was struggling to remember. So, yes, 4 teams on buy. We've started to hit those bye weeks. God, it's really early, isn't it, for bye weeks? Week 5. It also means that by the end of the 6 o'clock slate of games in the UK, 1 o'clock slate of games in the US, will be a quarter of the way through the NFL season, which is just mind-boggling already to be thinking about that. So anyway, time to think about the waiver wire. It's starting to get a bit thin out there. So let's get straight into it. Looking at the quarterback position at the moment, the best waiver wire ad you could pick up is CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud currently in the top 12 of quarterbacks so far this season. He's likely to go even higher once this slate of games is gone all the way through. Picked up another 21 fantasy points yesterday with an impressive victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers. 21.84 points. His ownership is currently 32% on ESPN, so he's not readily owned. And if you have one of those four, if you have Justin Herbert or Deshaun Watson on bye, or even Geno Smith, then, you know, CJ Stroud has got to be the pickup for you. He'd be worth a good few percent of fab because the rest of the alternatives out there are terrible. Because really, the only one under 50% owned I'd want to touch right now, which is remarkable, me even saying this, is probably Baker Mayfield, but he's on pie. The other one you could look at potentially is Matt Stafford, 33.6% owned, but he's got an injury and struggling with that injury. So really difficult there. I mean, if you're lucky enough to be in a league where it's like Jared Goff is free, then obviously he's someone I would be looking at. But yeah, very, very, very difficult choice of QBs out there outside CJ Stroud. So if you're in one of those leagues, he's the one I'd get. If I'm looking for the best of the rest, you might have to look at Josh Dobbs. He put up a 23-point game this week, so he's one that you could potentially look at. He should be available in all leagues. I'm just looking at the rest out there. You know, there isn't anyone else that I'd want to be touching. Not Desmond Ridder, not Ryan Tannehill, not Bryce Young. You know, there really is a very, very thin order of QBs out there right now. So, you know, spend that fab. If you have to spend a bit more than you normally would to get CJ Stroud, because the alternatives are very thin, you're going to probably have to do it. Moving on to running backs this week. And again, you know, if you didn't pick up Achan, and listen, if you're sitting there looking at Achan thinking like, oh, we should spend the fab, you know, that situation can change pretty quickly. I'd be looking to flip him if I'm an Achan owner. I am in a few leagues, so maybe I am looking to trade him while his stock can't be any higher. If we're looking at running backs this week, again, it's really, really thin. I've talked about Rico Dowdle. He's someone that I'd be interested in. You know, he's up to 5.8% owned. Not a great outing yesterday, and he did pick up a bit of an injury, but I still think he's probably one of the best handcuffs out there. I was a bit surprised with Justice Hill's usage yesterday. Didn't get many fantasy points. He's 29.4% owned. They were against Cleveland, but even so, I thought the game script was going to benefit them. But he only picked up 3.3 points yesterday. So really, if you're looking for options, you probably have to look all the way down to Jaleel McLachlan, who's getting a lot of usage right now. He had a phenomenal day yesterday, 19.4 fantasy points. He is only 0.5% owned. There is an injury to Javonte Williams, and the guy that got the ball wasn't Shamarji Perine. It was Jaleel McLachlan. So he is the guy on the waiver wire you need to pick up this week. I wouldn't go crazy. This Broncos offense isn't bad. Like, they recovered well in the second half, but they are a committee. It is a cap ceiling. He's going to be a bit boom or bust. He's going to be a short-term play unless that Williams injury is much worse than feared, which I don't think it is. So Jaleel McLachlan is worth, you know, 5%, maybe even 10% of fab, but I wouldn't go crazy on him. But he probably is the most attractive option out there. If you're looking for some handcuff options, Ronnie Rivers, he's 0.3% owned. He's the clear handcuff to Kyren Williams, but that is Kyren Williams' backfield all the day long. So really, it's a handcuff play, not someone you can plug in this week. If you're looking for plug-in plays this week, there just really isn't that many options out there on the waiver wire right now. You know, Tarjay Spears, potentially he's getting involved in that passing game. He could be one at 20.3% owned, but I wouldn't go too crazy. But he is a good handcuff for Derrick Henry, so there could be an option there for you. But that really is kind of screaming it for options at running back. It is a very, very thin running back class at the moment. There's been quite a few injuries, quite a few sustained injuries, and that is causing a few issues. I'm just seeing if there's anyone else here I've missed. I don't really think I have. I'm just going through here. Like Jaleel McLachlan is going to put up an RB 1 week. That's how good he was yesterday. So that's why for me, if Jaylen Warren is available in your leagues and he's 60% owned, he might be an option. He's splitting time with Najee Harris. They got similar points again. Very low cap ceiling there. Don't know how attractive that is to some people. But yeah, it is very, very thin out there. If you're really desperate, you might have to look at someone like Devin Singletary, who isn't someone I'd be overly looking to pick up, but he could be one out there. Or even Zeke Elliott, who apparently was going to get starter reps yesterday. Well, 4.2 fantasy points constitute starter reps, and I want no part of it. But then having said that, Ramadri Stevenson didn't get that many carries either. So Zeke Elliott's available in just over 50% of the leagues. He could be one to look at potentially. I mean, they did get blown out 38-3. So that explains with the game script. He's got a much better game script against the Saints next week. So that could be one to look at.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Moving on to wide receivers this week. Josh Palmer, talked about last week. He's still available in over half of leagues. Didn't really blow the doors off, but he is a player you can look at. Double-digit fantasy points. Again, he'll be worth a few fab. Romeo Doubs is probably the most attractive ad this week. He is getting a lot of work. And I pair him with Jaden Reed. You know, even with Watson back, I said that I'm a bit worried about the relationship Watson has potentially built or not built with Jordan Love. Jordan Love has been on the field with Doubs and Reed since week one. So Doubs is 33.9% owned. He picked up nearly 20 fantasy points this week. Jaden Reed, they're getting into the game more. Okay, only 10.5 fantasy points this week, but 22% owned. He is getting more work. I like both of those options. They're both players I'd be looking to pick up this week. And worth, you know, up to sort of 5% of fab. Don't go crazy. They're not worth silly money ads because that Packers offense is not quite as good as prescribed. They're an over-efficient offense right now, but they're worth an ad in the short term. Another potential sort of one-week play might be Curtis Samuel. He had a very, very good week this week. Wouldn't spend too much on him. He's only 12.6% owned. This Washington offense is a bit up and down, so I'm not like going all in on it. It's worth a couple of percent of fab, but let's not go too crazy. The guy I think you should probably be investing in is a guy I've been talking about for a few weeks, Michael Wilson Jr., 1.4% owned. He was the guy that was getting in the end zone twice yesterday for Arizona. It's starting to become very clear that they want to use this guy. He was a second-round draft pick. Because it's an unfashionable offense with an unfashionable QB, people aren't talking about it. He's now, unfortunately, going to get a lot more attention because of that points total he put up this week. And that is what people look at. So if you want him on your team, you are going to need to put up a significant amount of fab for him, anywhere up to 10% of fab. Hopefully you've been listening to the show and you've been listening to me for a few weeks saying that I think he's been trending upwards. He's a player I'd be sneakily having under the radar as a sleeper. So hopefully you'll get that through. If you're looking for any of those potential sleepers going forward, Wandale Robinson is going at 1.5% owned. I think you could probably get him for free because he doesn't go until tomorrow night. If he has a big night tomorrow night, then probably not. But he's a player that I would be looking at potentially as a slot receiver who's going to get high volume, not really necessarily a load of yards and a load of touchdowns, but he's going to be a really safe floor option. I also like Rashi Rice. Didn't put the biggest week up this week, 6.2 fantasy points, but his usage has been going up and up, and he's a player I'd be looking to potentially acquire. 11% owned, worth a couple of fab. No more than that, because I think you can get him quite cheap. And the same goes for Marvin Mims Jr. You talked about him for quite a while now. His percentage of ownership is starting to go up. They are going to work him into the game more. Still only 6.7 points last week, but he's still someone that you can get probably for 1% or 2% of fab. Don't need to go crazy, but they're well worth the addition. Moving on to tight ends, and it really is very, very thin at tight ends. If I'm looking at tight end options worth going for this week, Jake Ferguson is probably the only one. 24.5% owned. He is worth a good bit of fab if you've got David Njoku. He's probably the only, or Gerald Everett, although I don't know why you'd be only or starting Gerald Everett, similar ownership numbers. But I'd be looking to add Jake Ferguson. He's someone that I would be feeling quite good on adding this week. I don't like to spend money on tight ends, so no more than a couple of percent of fab, but he definitely is the best option out there. If you're looking for a backup option out there, I don't think, you know, I'm not buying this Jonnu Smith hype that's going up. You know, they're not throwing the ball much there. Cade Otton's on bye. He's a good touchdown option. Donald Parham's on bye. He's a good touchdown option. So, you know, if you're desperate this week for an option, it might have to be Logan Thomas. He's not going to put up a ton of points, but, you know, anywhere between that 7 to 10, he doesn't kill you at the position. So he's one I think is a pretty safe addition that's just not going to put up a very small amount of points. Like, he's not going to put up a donut. I think he'll put up an okay amount of points for you. Moving on to the DST, and you know, there's a few options this week when you're looking at potential streaming options. If the Patriots are out there, they have the Saints this week. I think that's a pretty good option to target this week, especially considering how bad the Saints were this week. So they would be ones I'd be looking to potentially partake in if you can pick them up. I wouldn't mind Denver this week. They've got the Jets. Now, they're readily available almost in all leagues. This Broncos D is terrible. Like, it is really bad. But I don't bank on the Jets getting much better on offense than what we saw the other night, so, or last night. So I do think that there's turnovers afoot there with that Jets offense, and I think you could definitely look at them as potential options. So if you're looking at other options that aren't on bye this week, I'm just having a look through now to see if there's any other potentially good options for you. You could go the other way and go with the Jets. The Jets are about 50% owned. And they've got the Broncos. So, you know, I think either D in that match could be potentially quite healthy to go after. And then also, if you're really looking at another one, I'd be looking at the Washington Commanders at 18.9% owned. They got the Bears. And the Bears looked pretty decent on offense against the Broncos, so slightly worrying, but also prone to turnovers. That Washington D has a very strong front. They can get sacked. They can force turnovers. So I'd be looking to pick them up. So there's a few streaming options there for you at Kicker. Oh, sorry, at DST. Don't spend loads of money. Just, you know, a fat buck should get you there, but you've got multiple options to think about there to potentially exploit. But the Patriots are free. I'd go for them. If not, you know, Washington's a good readily available option for you, or the Broncos. I think they're probably the two that are sort of out there in most leagues that you could pick up this week and feel pretty good about this week. So feel free to start either of those. That's going to do it for the Waiver Wire show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Looking forward to the flagship show with stocks on Thursday. Probably going to start a little bit later. Probably going to start probably about 7:30, I think, going forward. I'll speak to stocks and confirm that and put it on Twitter ahead of time. Hope all of you that went to the game yesterday enjoyed it. I'll be there on Sunday. If you do want to meet up beforehand or see me at some point or ask questions, then, you know, drop me a message on Twitter. Let's see if we can meet up. I'd love to meet as many people listening to this podcast as possible. So drop me a message and we'll see what we're doing and excuse me, and where we're going to be. But until then, thanks very much for tuning in. And as always, Rush Nation, don't forget, keep running, keep rushing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.